We have a forum possible discussion on congressional issues and state legislative. John Hoffman. John?
Good morning. I want to give y'all a quick update on what's been going on the federal front, particularly on our BRA funding initiatives for this coming fiscal year. The House side has had its deadline for members to turn in their requests. All four of our projects were requested by members. One project actually had numerous requests from several different members. The Middle Brazos Feasibility Project, which is looking at raising the lakes, had one from Carter, Edwards, Conway, and McCall. So that was real good to see. We had two projects, the West Fort Bend Project and the Lower Brazos Saltwater Project, that were requested by Tom DeLay. Now, this gets interesting for us because kind of the conventional wisdom is when a member's not coming back, the projects that that member requests are probably not going to see funding. This situation may be a little bit different in that the circumstances that Mr. DeLay is leaving are such that he's going to be around for some time, actually probably through the subcommittee markup phase, where he will be on the committee. And then there are members in the Texas delegation that can pick up some of his projects and help carry the ball for those, and Glenwood Munyon is working that for us right now. So for those two particular projects in the lower end of the basin, we're going to be talking to John Culberson, who is also on the committee, to see if John Culberson might carry the saltwater barrier issue for us. And then we'll also look at talking to Kevin Brady about the West Fort Bend County project to see if maybe either one of those gentlemen would pick up those projects for us so that we don't get left without a House sponsor. On the Senate side of the equation, they haven't hit their deadlines yet. But we had real good meetings with our senators' offices, and I feel like we'll get a question from both of those. Right now, it looks like, because of the election year, that it may be difficult for them to get their work done on time on the appropriations process. They should have their stuff done on the House side before the summer starts. My guess is that's not going to happen. So we could very well see appropriations issues get put off until the fall, which is not good. We had Texas Water Day last month. And some of y'all were aware of that. That was where groups of folks from Texas water agencies went to Washington and advocated for water projects, water funding projects, and for funding for federal agencies that would go in and help us be able to implement the Texas State Water Plan. Folks from all across the state of Texas went. Basically, everybody in the Texas delegation had one briefing at least. And then there were also briefing members from other states that are on key committees. That was a good second time for Texas to go up and do that. And we don't know yet whether that's going to be effective or not. We won't see until the bills were passed or the money's appropriated whether that effort was successful or not. I do think they'll do it again, though. And my guess is that Texas Water Day's biggest challenge is going to be managing its success. They had such a good turnout this time that some of the groups going into the members' offices are very large. And as a rule, you don't want to have more than four or five people when you go into a member's office. And I was at one meeting where I saw 10 people go into a member's office, and that's just, once you do that, you're ineffective. Closer to home on the Texas side, the big talk now in Austin, of course, is special session for school finance. Last week, Sharp's guys, the Select Committee on Tax Policy, put their report out to look at restructuring the tax structure for the state of Texas. Groups are still reviewing that proposal to see where they're going to fall. The conservative interest in particular and some business groups have already come out against it. So I'm not sure what that means as far as trying to forge some type of consensus, but I think it can't help that process along very much. It's my understanding that the governor will call a special session for the Monday after Easter. So I guess that would be Monday a week, and that we'll see a proclamation sometime this week that will line out what the call will be. It's also my understanding that the call will not include anything other than the funding for the schools, that the educational component of that will not be a part of the call. The governor can expand the call at his discretion anytime that he wants to. However, a special session is only 30 days in length.
he can't extend this special session. He can only call another special session if they can't get their business done in the 30 days. So right now there's a lot of moving parts on it. The politics are kind of strange, and it's anybody's guess as to whether or not they'll be able to get a bill done in 30 days. It's a pretty tight time frame for them to forge consensus, where right now there's really not any. Now, the danger for us in all of this is twofold. The first is that when they're talking about funding, a lot of people down at the Capitol think river authorities are all like LCRA, and they've got big checkbooks. And so they would like to go in some cases, and try to rob essentially the cash balances of a local governmental entity. It'd be like going to the city of Dallas and taking money out of the city of Dallas's coffers. Usually when they talk about doing that, they don't get very far down the road before they figure out that there's problems with some of the numerous bondings that we've done, and that you could cause problems with those bond issues if you went back and dealt with our cash balances. So usually it does go away, but you always end up having to go in and deal with that. The second danger that you run into is when you do a school finance special session, there's a lot of work being done by a relatively small number of people, and you have a lot of legislators and a lot of staff sitting down there with a lot of time on their hands. And so committees get into having hearings on stuff that don't have anything to do with school finance. So water, river authorities could be brought into that very easily. In fact, we've received word through TWCA last week, Phil did, that Robert Puente is going to be having a House Natural Resources Committee meeting on the 18th. To talk about reuse and irrigation conservation. And so reuse will end up coming into play early on. And as y'all know, there's still no consensus in the state on reuse. So we could see some interesting debate on that issue.
John, are all those committee meetings public?
Yes. Yes, they are. In fact, most of those will be on the net. If you log on to the internet, to the House website or the Senate website, you ought to be able to see that. Now, the other thing that's interesting that's happened is, as most of you, I think, are familiar, Senator Everett has taken over the Natural Resources Committee on the Senate side from Senator Armbruster, and they have completely restructured the committee. In fact, Teddy Carter, who is the son of Congressman John Carter, is now going to be the committee clerk for the Senate Natural Resources Committee. And the senator's personal office will take a much greater role in the involvement of the day-to-day activities of the committee. So we've taken an opportunity to brief up Senator Everett's office on a couple of different water issues. We'll be spending a lot of time with that office to brief them up on the Brazos Basin issues that are outside of the senator's district. To try to help them along. A lot of folks are looking at that as a very positive thing for the Brazos to see Senator Everett being chair of the Senate Natural Resources Committee, and I think it's a good thing for us. So we'll be doing that probably during that time frame, because we'll have a captive audience while they're in Austin, and we'll take advantage of the opportunity. And other than that, I'd answer any questions that you have. Appears we have none.
No questions, John. Thank you very much for the report. No more questions or answers, anything from John, and they will have a motion to adjourn.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye. No polling necessary. Thank you, John.
Gene.
I'm sorry, Miriam. She got time.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we take a 5-minute break, and then lunch will be served at 11:30, and then proceed after lunch. And depending upon whenever you want to do, you're going to take 30 minutes or 45 or an hour.
No more than 45.
30 minutes.